A week before being arrested on Monday morning at his home, Muncie Mayor Dennis Tyler was indicted by a federal grand jury with one count of theft of government services. That's according to U.S. Attorney for the Southern District of Indiana, Josh Minkler.
As mayor, Dennis Tyler has held a position of public trust. It is the highest elected position in the city of Muncie. As alleged in the indictment, between 2014 and August of 2016, Mayor Dennis Tyler broke that trust.
Minkler says between 2014 and 2016, Tyler accepted a $5,000 illegal cash payment to steer city work to an unnamed company in Gaston that performed demolition, excavation, and construction services. Minkler calls the contracts lucrative. Minkler also says Tyler received the bribe through Tracy Barton, Muncie Sanitary District Superintendent of Sewer Maintenance and Engineering. Barton was arrested in 2018. He's set to face a federal trial next year on similar charges of illegal payments for city contracts. The federal charge carries a prison sentence of up to 10 years and a fine of up to $250,000. Minkler says an automatic not guilty plea was entered in court. Tyler has been released from jail. Minkler says the decision of whether Tyler will remain Muncie mayor is, quote, up to him.
In court today, he represented to the judge that he would still be employed through December 31st, 2019. I only know of one job he has, so.
Tyler did not run for re-election in November. Republican Dan Ridenour, currently a city councilman, takes office in January. The arrest is the latest in a four-year FBI investigation into corruption at Muncie city government. Seven people have been indicted on charges, including Tyler. Minkler says the investigation is continuing. In Muncie, Stephanie Weekman, IPR News.